The Borough Assembly last year voted to start charging the annual administrative fee of $100 for seniors to get their sales tax exemption card. Seniors who meet low-income standards can apply for a waiver to avoid the fee. As of the middle of March, the borough had 373 applications for those exemptions, including 27 who had the fee waived. The borough's finance director, Jody Tao, says that's a little lower than she expected.
Last year, we had 584 cards, but also, people are still coming in and filling out applications. People are coming back from the winter, you know, down south and getting cards. Or perhaps someone didn't get a card and got carded somewhere, you know, at the grocery store, and they came in right away. And maybe perhaps they didn't know about it. So it's a little bit lower, but I think it will at least get up above 400 cards this year.
That number of 400 exemptions was the estimate Tao made when the new fee was under debate last year. So far, the charge has raised $34,600 for the borough's general fund, and it joins property and sales taxes and other revenue in helping pay for many of the functions of the borough government outside of the borough's utilities. Before this change, cards were issued for free and were good for 3 years. During debate last year, some seniors questioned why the fee had to be charged each year instead of a one-time payment. Tao says it is helpful for the borough to require the annual application.
It makes it able for us to track the number of cards that are out there. If people don't come in once a year, I mean, we can't track from our office who has moved, who has perhaps passed away, perhaps someone that's not using their card anymore. There are a lot of people that have gotten a card that just said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to use this anymore. And so this is a good way to track it. And then if we're going to print all these cards and do all of this work, you know, it costs money.
The size of the administrative fee was also debated. It was initially proposed at just $50 to $60, the estimated first-year cost of issuing the tax cards. However, the Assembly decided to increase that amount to $100. Only residents of the borough, 65 and older, can apply for the exemption, and the application can be in person or by mail.
You know what we did? So we sent out letters in November to all of the seniors, the current seniors for 2018, with the application and said, okay, you can fill this out and send it in, and we can send you the card so you don't have to come in at all. A lot of times people will just come in and bring their form, and they'll get their card right then. We try to recreate the cards for 2019 and have them ready in our system, so all we had to do was print them so they wouldn't have to wait for very long. And it seemed to go really smoothly.
Last year, local voters overwhelmingly supported keeping the senior tax exemption by a nearly 3-to-1 vote. The Borough Assembly has been interested in implementing new fees or increasing existing charges to bring in more money for local government. A cruise ship passenger fee is starting up this year, and ambulance fees are going up next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.